In April of 2015, the City Council endorsed the Bloomington Food Charter, a multi-year, multi-stakeholder effort to ensure people in Monroe County could have access to nutritious food. Ryan Conway is head of the steering committee of the Food Policy Council, the group that created the Bloomington Food Charter. Conway supports the idea that the city's 2040 comprehensive plan should address local food systems and specifically should include the food charter.
The food charter itself actually outlines that the city consider food as an essential component of the planning process when determining land use and transportation policies. I mean, especially in regard to ensuring that adequate access to healthful food and an increase in neighborhood access to points of local food could be ensured. And so when City Council adopted this, I mean, it's meant to be a document that informs policy decision-making. So it is strange on that note that food planning and food systems have not made it into the land use and transportation portions of the current draft of the CMP. Now, what's more concerning is the fact that not only had the city endorsed the food charter, but the visioning body for the comprehensive master plan did include nurturing a vital local food system as one of its key points of things that absolutely had to be in the comprehensive plan. So noting these two policy precedents, the fact that it is absent, that food systems are absent from the current draft of the plan is somewhat troubling.
Conway says many American cities are including food systems into their master plans.
In 2014, I believe, there was an American Planning Association study done on the integration of food systems into master plans. And so we've been consulting with that research and the person who wrote that research to try and get more information that we could provide to the planning department and the planning commission and the city council to make it easier for them to process the bulk of information related to food systems planning and the hopes that they can integrate it into the plan.
When asked how city government might nurture local food systems, Conway gives two examples. First, he says being aware of Bloomington's food deserts is vital to what he calls an honest assessment of land use and food policy. Maps of Bloomington's food deserts would be an important addition to the land use chapter of the comp plan, he says. Second, Conway suggests creating agricultural innovation districts. He describes these agricultural innovation districts as a flexible overlay to existing land use categories, like the core residential or urban land use categories.
This specific kind of special district can create incentives for property owners, business owners, and residents to do things like use the arable land on their properties to cultivate food that could either be donated to local food pantries, kept for consumption in the home or an apartment complex, or even sold at the farmer's market or a neighborhood farmer's market, perhaps on weekends or especially in an area with food deserts.
The city's assistant director of planning, Scott Robinson, says people can already grow food on their own properties. As for agricultural innovation districts, he says the city will have to examine more closely where that zoning overlay might apply.
But as some people may or may not know, there's not a lot of developable land left in this corporate boundaries of the city. And so, you know, there's certainly different shapes and forms of urban agriculture and trying to identify those opportunities. You know, certainly people can participate in selling their produce at the farmer's market. You know, there's community gardens. So I think there's a lot of opportunities to look at what's out there now. You know, getting into the specifics of incentives or overlay districts and those things, we'd have to look at the more detailed look at that.
Will the city include the food charter in its comprehensive plan? Robinson says the plan commission will be considering it.
Well, that's something that we're considering. One of the things that staff has been working with is the plan commission. We've been scheduling work sessions with them. We haven't discussed the food policy yet. I anticipate that discussion to come up a little bit more in detail in one of our future work sessions. In the environmental chapter, you know, we did discuss some land uses and other areas, but that specific topic has not specifically been discussed. But you are correct. We did receive a lot of material or detailed information on the food policy discussion. The Environmental Commission would be one that we would look to on that. Bloomington Commission on Sustainability would be another group. You mentioned food deserts. There's economic development. There's a lot of different areas that this could play into, so we could certainly, again, look to leveraging those boards and commission to flesh out some of those details. One of the things that the Comprehensive Master Plan is looking to do is identify this as a first step. We're not going to prescribe any things that far down the road. So again, this is mostly a direction on that first step on if food policy is an important thing for us to look at as a community, what are things that we can do to address that?
According to Conway, the last iteration of the Comprehensive Plan, then called the Growth Policies Plan, set a precedent for addressing local food systems.
And a quarter of the document is devoted towards an implementation strategy that identifies core policy goals and program goals, the timeline to completion, agencies that would be involved, what kind of funding would be needed, etc. The current plan will completely lack any mention of strategic plan or strategic implementation in this respect, which is actually in violation of a core process principle that the APA has endorsed as recently as 2015 regarding accountable implementation as a key part and key process of a master plan.
Conway has also participated in the City Council's Affordable Living Study Group. He says that group has considered the availability of healthy food as an important factor in affordable living.
The committee members of council, which are Susan Sandberg, Chris Birbaum, and Tim Mayer, have been very receptive to innovative ways of adjusting zoning ordinances and other local laws to make it easier for Bloomingtonians and folks in Monterey County to access healthy, nutritious local food.
In a conversation today, City Council member Susan Sandberg said she and fellow City Council member Dave Rollo are indeed sympathetic to the issue of nurturing local food systems through public policies. Sandberg says she expects to see a host of food system-related issues up for consideration by the City Council in the coming months. But the City of Bloomington is more than a decade behind schedule in producing an updated comprehensive plan. The city's last comprehensive plan, the Growth Policies Plan, was updated in 2002. Conway worries that in the push to get an updated comp plan, city administrators might not be giving the issue of food systems much attention. Robinson says he hopes to have the next draft version of the comp plan available in late spring, but couldn't say whether a food charter will be included.
We are still working hard with the Plan Commission to get their feedback on the current draft that's posted online. Staff is coordinating that feedback along with the public comments received to make revisions. And then we hope to have a draft hopefully later this spring.
The review process for finalizing the 2040 Comprehensive Plan is extensive, and Robinson said he doesn't have a final deadline for it. He notes, though, that approximately 190 amendments were proposed to the Growth Policies Plan while it was being approved in 2002 by the Plan Commission and the City Council. Robinson said the public will have more opportunities to review the next draft of the 2040 Comp Plan after it's made public this spring. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.